Now, a federal moratorium on evictions is set to end this Saturday, and that's got a lot of renters wondering what comes next. A number of them reached out to WPR's Wisconsin Project about what protections still exist for renters and how much a landlord can increase rent. And we're answering those questions and taking your calls at about the end of the eviction moratorium at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about what the end of the moratorium means for you? Did the moratorium help you avoid eviction during the pandemic? And if you're a landlord, how did the eviction moratorium affect you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Kurt Paulson is a professor of urban planning at UW-Madison. He's an expert on housing policy and affordable housing. Kurt, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So this the end of the moratorium is right around the corner. Brass tacks, you know, how is this going to impact renters here in Wisconsin?
Well, as you pointed out, the eviction moratorium was really designed to keep people in their houses during the pandemic. And now that the eviction moratorium is ending, the rent is still due. So there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's going to be bad. There are about 35,000 households in Wisconsin, and that's a minimum number. That's about 75,000 people who are behind on the rent. So the eviction moratorium simply said you cannot be evicted for non-payment of rent during the crisis, but the rent is still due. So that's the bad news, is that thousands and thousands of renters have been unable to pay the rent because of unemployment or COVID-related financial hardships, and eventually the rent comes due. And that also means landlords have not been able to pay their mortgages or property taxes or maintenance or insurance because renters aren't paying. So that's the bad news, but we also have to remember the good news, so to speak, which is that there are millions and millions of dollars available in emergency rental assistance for renters, even for renters who would not normally qualify for low-income rental assistance. And those dollars are available to help you meet the back rent, utilities, moving costs, security deposits, and even rent going forward.
You know, Kurt, as part of our Wisconsin project, that's a question project that people can, you know, write in and say, hey, I have this question. One of them that we got was, once the moratorium ends on Saturday, will there be any other pandemic protections in place for renters? You just mentioned some financial protections, but is there anything else that will be available?
In the state of Wisconsin, no. So there is no statewide eviction moratorium right now. There was in the early days of the pandemic, but that's been overturned by the courts. And so the only real assistance and protection for renters to remain in their homes is the emergency rental assistance that is available. And we have to also stress that for many tenants, they may have the lease that they may have signed originally may have been completed, and so they are on a month-to-month. And so there's no requirement that a landlord has to renew their lease from a previous year. So that's where we are worried, is because thousands of people could move all at the same time, either voluntarily or involuntarily. And I sometimes think the only way this could be worse is if it happened in the dead of winter. Now, as I've said, there's emergency rental assistance, and agencies are working around the clock to get that assistance to the tenants and the landlords. But the truth is, you know, there are thousands of renters who don't even know that this assistance exists. And landlords are looking for the payment of the back rent that is due because they need to pay their bills as well. So there's no specific, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
There's no specific law that would protect a tenant who is unable to pay the rent after Saturday.
We are talking to Kurt Paulson right now, professor of urban planning at UW-Madison. We are talking about that federal eviction moratorium that is set to end on this Saturday. And you said something right before, just a moment ago, about basically a mass movement of renters that we could see maybe even starting this Saturday. How is that going to impact real estate renting in Wisconsin if there's this big, basically, upheaval of people moving around basically at once?
Well, it's hard to predict, and it's going to vary from place to place. You know, in a tight rental market like here in Madison, a landlord may go ahead and remove the tenant, file an eviction or not renew their lease because they know that vacancies are low, and so they are going to be able to find a tenant to fill the apartment. But in weaker rental markets, in our older urban areas, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, you know, landlords don't want to evict a tenant most of the time because that means they're not getting rent for those months that the apartment is open and they have to try to find a new renter. So all else being equal, landlords want the tenants to stay and to pay. And that's where the emergency rental assistance can help because it can pay the back rent. The back rent would go to the landlords to make them whole for the rent they missed. If a landlord thinks they can get a new tenant in pretty quickly, they may try to evict or just not renew your lease. So it's going to depend on the type of rental market we have. But again, you know, if I'm a landlord, I want people to rent because vacancies, an apartment sitting empty, is just money out of my pocket. So most landlords and most tenants are going to try to work out a deal, maybe a payment plan, maybe some sort of arrangement so that they can get some money and not everybody moves all at once.
Now, Kurt, you had mentioned this program, but you also said that many people may not be aware of it. Can you talk about just where people might find the information they need to receive some of this money or to at least get into the program so their rent is paid to their landlord?
Right. And so a recent study showed like 60% of tenants don't even know about emergency rental assistance. And that's largely because if you are in this state and you had a family of four, for example, and you earned about $57,000 a year, or in more expensive counties like Milwaukee, up to $67,000 a year pre-COVID, you can qualify. So most people don't even know whether they qualify or not. But the best source of information is to go to the Wisconsin Community Action Program, and that's wiscap.org/WERA. Or you can Google Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance, and there will be links there to the agencies that are running the program in your area, the eligibility requirements, what sort of paperwork you need. It's also important that landlords realize that they can file an application for assistance on behalf of their tenant. So it doesn't have to be the tenant that files the application. The landlord can do it on their behalf. And at each of these agencies where there's a phone number or a website intake, you can get the information. You can start the application, and then someone will follow up with you to get more documentation. But people need to realize you can get up to 12 months worth of rent, both back rent and then future rent, if you are eligible. So for many households, that could be the difference between an eviction and homelessness and being able to stay in their home, or at the very least to kind of clear the deck from the COVID-related loss. So if you receive, for example, 12 months of rent, and that's about $1,000 a month, that really helps you to stabilize your finances as a result of the crisis.
Right now, we are picking up our conversation about the end of the federal eviction moratorium. That ends this Saturday. That is July 31st. Kurt Paulson is with us. He's a housing expert from UW-Madison. And we are taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the end of the eviction moratorium? What do you want to know about emergency rental assistance? Call in now, 800-642-1234. Now, Kurt, as part of this Wisconsin project, we got another question about how much landlords are allowed to raise rents. Do we know if there are any restrictions on rent increases in Wisconsin or on the local level?
In Wisconsin, there are no restrictions on the amount of rent a landlord can charge. Municipalities, cities, towns, counties, and the state are all prohibited from regulating the amount of rent a landlord can charge. So we say that the only thing that limits a landlord's ability to raise the rent is the market itself. So if a landlord tries to raise the rent too high and tenants cannot afford to pay, they won't get any tenants. Now, and of course, that's going to vary based on the quality and quantity of rental housing available in a community. So we have areas of the state where rental markets are very tight. Madison, downtown Milwaukee, for example. And there nationwide, we are seeing that year over year rent increases are between 5% and 7%. So that's the other part of this story that will be a challenge, is that rents are likely to go up because there's just an overall shortage of quality rental housing in places where people want to live.
Kurt, I want to go to one of our callers right now. We have Susan with a question in Madison. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I have two questions, actually. The first one is pretty Madison-specific. I had heard that aid was going through one agency, the Tenant Resource Center, until July 1st. And then it would be switched over to another agency, Urban Triage, but that wouldn't happen until September 15th. Is that true? And if so, is there an intermediary organization that is taking over the distribution of those funds? And secondly, how are courts going to handle all the eviction cases that are going to come their way? How long does it usually take for something to get from paper to court, and do you expect that to be much longer now that there are going to be so many people having to go through eviction court? Thank you for the answers in advance.
Susan, thank you so much for that. And Kurt, let's answer the first question, and then let's talk about the court system.
Right. So the first question is, I believe that the Tenant Resource Center is still accepting applications. And so if anyone in Dane County has a need for emergency rental assistance, they can go to the website in Dane County at tenantresourcecenter.org, or they can call the phone number 608-257-0006. So let's talk about evictions in the court. And the first thing to say that people need to know is that the only legal way that a tenant can be evicted, that is removed from a property, is when a court issues an order to the sheriff to remove you. That's what an eviction is. If a landlord decides not to renew your lease and you leave, that is not an eviction. I mean, it's still a problem because you have to look for housing. But an eviction can only occur after a hearing at a court. So the process is important for people to understand. So let me walk you through a situation that will likely occur beginning August 1st after the eviction moratorium. If a tenant is behind on the rent, the landlord would have to first give them a notice. This has to be a written notice that they are in violation of the lease by not paying the rent. Most of the time, this will be a 5-day cure notice, which means you have 5 days to pay the rent. And if you pay the rent, the back rent that is owed, within those 5 days, you have the right to stay. Only after those 5 days, and it's important to say, this is not a court document. This is not on your record. It is a notice from the landlord. They cannot evict you unless they get an order from the court. So after those 5 days or 14 days, depending on the type of notice, then the landlord would file an eviction request with the circuit court, the county court, and its small claims court. Then you will be served a notice from the court, which is a summons, and you should appear in court when your court date occurs. If you don't appear, you are evicted, right? So in the time between when you get that notice and when you are required to appear in court, you should do a number of things as a tenant. You should make sure you get everything in writing and document everything you do. You should probably seek the help of a housing attorney. And if you cannot afford one, you should call the Wisconsin Legal Aid. And the third thing you should do is apply for emergency rental assistance. So generally, a court hearing would occur about 25 days after the petition is filed. Now, what we don't know is the courts are going to be backlogged, and we don't know how long that delay will be. So it's important for tenants to know that if you receive an eviction notice from your landlord, you should read it and you should act on it and you should consult an attorney and apply for assistance. You do have the right to go to court and to have an attorney help you in court. And it's only at the end of that hearing in court where a court might issue a what is called a writ of restitution. It basically is an order to the sheriff to remove you from the apartment.
Kurt, thank you for that that timeline. I want to ask you another question that came from Wisconsin because it fits into this. You know, another person asked us where they can rent once they've already had an eviction in their rental history. Can you talk a little bit about the challenge of renting after an eviction and what options might be out there for people that have had this in their past?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's one of the reasons why tenants who are worried about being able to pay the rent now should seek assistance immediately so that they can avoid an eviction. Because once an eviction is on your record, it's on your record for somewhere between 2 and 10 years. And landlords will look at that and they don't have to rent to you if they have other tenants who are available and want to rent and don't have an eviction. So as you pointed out, once you have an eviction, it's much harder to rent. You're often limited in where you can rent in the city. You might have to pay a little bit more for a lower quality place. And so oftentimes these are the people we see that come to United Way for assistance or to the community action programs or the tenant resource centers or other sort of nonprofit housing providers looking for assistance, looking for landlords who will take them with an eviction on their record. So the best thing you can do is to avoid the eviction by making sure that you're applying for emergency rental assistance and seeking the advice of an attorney. If you receive an eviction notice, you can negotiate a deal with your landlord, maybe a payment plan, maybe a partial payment plan, and maybe you still move out. But that's not an eviction, and it's not going to show up on your record.
Well, Kurt, we're going to have to leave it there. There was a lot we could have gotten to. Thank you so much for joining us and answering these questions for our listeners.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kurt Paulson. He's a professor of urban planning at UW-Madison. He was with us today to talk about what you need to know ahead of the end of the federal eviction moratorium. It ends this Saturday. So August 1st, we could see some movement just in terms of how landlords and renters are handling the end of the federal eviction moratorium.